trouble, but nothing serious. Actually, everybody that's played in the league has got some kind of a knee trouble.
Norm, tell us, when you get this far towards the end of the season, is it hard to keep the players' interest, hard to make them work hard?
Well, this is what we've always talked about to our squad. When you come down the last half of the year, you know, it's not a problem of physical condition anymore. It's a mental attitude thing. And the fact that we have a chance to finish second should be an incentive for them. Plus the fact that they're men, and you're playing for yourself, your self-pride. And this is most important. When's the last game of the year, the first game of the year?
All right, Norm, we'll talk more about the Vikings in just 1 minute.
The perfect way to start your day. Just shower and shave and a little HA. Yes, sir, just a few drops of refreshing HA Hair Arranger in the morning, and you can feel confident that you look well-groomed all day. And it takes so little effort to use. Just pour a little HA into the palm of your hand, rub your hands together, and massage HA into your hair. Then comb, and your hair looks naturally neat. Hair Arranger has a balanced formula to perfectly control unruly hair without plastering it down. HA is never sticky, greasy, or gummy, or you get your money back.
Norm, how about any special plans today? Do you plan to try any new offense, anything new against the Giants?
No, Sid, we just play to win. We just, our offense, of course, is like everybody else's, I guess, is based upon the defenses that are used against us. And they show us a lot of variation. New York has changed their defensive thinking. They've always played back and try to cover you, try to make you whip them. And in other words, force the offensive team to execute well enough to beat you. Now they're going, they're pressuring type of defenses. And they're even shooting free safeties and things like that. And we like this. We think that anybody that fills around like that with gimmick defenses, well, we can burn. We're prepared to, let's say that. I hope we execute.
Defensively, what are some of the problems the Giants give you? I mean, what do they do offensively?
Well, offensively, their backs are always set in the same place, right behind their guards. And they use a lot of play pass action off of this. And this kid runs an option pretty good, this Wood boy. And they have great receivers, two fine receivers, I think, in Gifford. And Aaron, do you ever forget his name, the boy that played with
Aaron Thomas.
Yeah, Aaron Thomas. He's from Oregon, too. I should remember that. they're fine receivers, and they have a good football club, Sid. It's amazing that they've lost as many as they have.
Norm Van Brocklin, lots of luck to you and the Vikings this afternoon.
Before the next Minnesota Vikings game, join Coach Norm Van Brocklin and Sid Hartman for an up-to-the-minute report on the Vikings. Brought to you by H.A. Hair Arranger. Remember, the perfect way to start your day is with H.A. Get H.A. Hair Arranger in bottle or tube today.
Let Marv Anderson build it for you. A picture book home that's charming and new. He'll build you a home, a real paradise. A picture book home at a practical price. So let Marv Anderson build it for you.
How do you measure your savings when you buy a new home? Here are some things to consider. Think of the wear and tear on your car and all that lost time and extra driving when you live way out in the sticks. Your savings show up for you after that first year of ownership, too, because Marv puts so much quality into the homes he builds. You'd almost think Marv was a philanthropist.
He'll build you a home, a real paradise, a picture book home at a practical price. So let Marv Anderson build it for you.
CCO Temp in our Twin Cities, 18 degrees, it's 1 o'clock. Studios, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830 WCCO.
Minnesota Vikings football is on the air. The exciting play-by-play action of Minnesota Vikings football is brought to you by your neighborhood Ford dealer, who invites you to test drive the 65 Ford of your choice, over the roads of your choice, during the roughest time of the year. Your Ford dealer has 44 models of the most exciting and inviting cars ever built. Try Total Performance 65, best year yet to buy from your Ford dealer. Test drive the newest Fords in 15 years.
and by Minneapolis Federal, our state's greatest name in savings and home loans. Remember to make your best dividend yardage at the sign of the tree, Minneapolis Federal, where all savings earn the great dividend every 3 months. Now, with all the action and color of today's Minnesota Vikings football game, here is your play-by-play sportscaster, Ray Christensen.
Good afternoon. It's a chilly day at Yankee Stadium, but it could be a lot worse. Parts of New York have had 4 to 5 inches of snow. No snow has fallen in the main part of New York City, including Yankee Stadium. 30 degrees right now. Fairly brisk wind from the northwest, and it will get stronger, up to 20 to 25 miles an hour before the game is over. Today, the Minnesota Vikings meet the New York Giants in a game they must win or tie to stay in contention for the second-place spot in the West and the runner-up bowl. Green Bay yesterday defeated Chicago 17-3. If the Vikings win or tie today, second place will not be decided until next Sunday, the final day of the regular season. If they lose, they're out of it. With the starting lineup, here is Paul Giel.
Thank you, Ray, and good afternoon. For the New York Giants, at left end, Aaron Thomas, 6'3", 210 from Oregon State. Roosevelt Brown, left tackle, 6'3", 255, Morgan State. At left guard, Darrell Dess, 245, 6 feet tall, North Carolina. From the University of Minnesota, one of the best centers in the league, Greg Larson, 250, 6'3". At right guard, Bookie Boland, 240, 6'2", the University of Mississippi. At right tackle, Frank Lasky, 265, 6'2", from Florida. Bob Crispino, right end, 6'4", 225, Mississippi. A rookie at quarterback, Gary Wood, 188, 5'11", from Cornell, playing in place of Y.A. Tittle. At left halfback, Joe Morrison, 6'1", 212, from Cincinnati. Right halfback or flanker, Frank Gifford, 6'1", 190, Southern California. And at fullback, Ernie Wheelwright, 6'3", 240, from Southern Illinois. For the Minnesota Vikings, at left end, Paul Flatley, 6'1", 185, Northwestern. Grady Alderman at left tackle, 6'2", 249, Detroit. Ken Byers is getting a chance at left guard today, a former New York Giant ball player, 6'1", 240, Cincinnati. At center, Mick Tinglehoff, 6 feet tall, 238, Nebraska. Right guard, Larry Bowie, 6'3", 245, Purdue. Right tackle, Harold Linden, 6'5", 255, Houston. Hal Betzel will be playing tight end, 230, 6'4, USC. Fran Tarkenton is the quarterback, 190, 6 feet tall, Georgia. Tommy Mason at left halfback, 196, 6'1, Tulane. At flanker, Tom Hall, 195, 6'1, the University of Minnesota. And at fullback, Bill Brown, 222, 5'11, the University of Illinois.
Today's Minnesota Vikings game will be getting underway in 1 minute. Your Ford dealer is host for the first half of today's game with the New York Giants. Your Ford dealer is the man to see for the newest Fords in 15 years. Try Total Performance 65, best year yet to go Ford.
Say, have you been there yet?
Been where yet?
Your Ford dealers. This is the year to go. Yeah, it's the best year yet to visit your Ford dealer. Best year yet.
What is it your Ford dealer's got, my pet?
Only your Ford dealer's got the new Fords. Best Fords yet.
Yes, now your Ford dealer's got the best Fords yet. Try the all-new LTD, most luxurious Ford ever. The sleek new 2+2 Mustang Fastback sports car. The 65 Fairlane, stacked with looks and packed with value. The new Falcon with great new go, plus great new gas savings.
Yeah, it's the best year yet to buy at your Ford dealers.
Best year yet to try at your Ford dealers.
Best Fords yet. See why at your Ford dealers. Go see the Fords today.
44 models of the most exciting and inviting cars ever built. You try Total Performance 65, the best year yet to buy from your Ford dealers. I was looking at some statistics for the league, Paul. The Giants have scored an average of 16 2/3 points a game, the lowest total in the NFL. They've given up an average of 26.5 a game, and after the Bears game yesterday, that probably puts those two teams about even for having the worst defensive record in terms of giving up points. Who would have predicted at the start of the season that the Bears and the Giants would give up more points than anybody else?
A couple of fine ball clubs that have been hampered all year with some key injuries. For example, the New York Giants, Dick Pettine from the University of Minnesota Duluth, is out with a knee injury, out for the entire season, as is Dick Lynch, another defensive back. Del Schaffner, a great split end, is out with bad ulcers. John Contulis, a former Minnesota Viking has a bad knee. It was operating on Friday, and so he's out of the ballgame. Their great running halfback, the old veteran Alex Webster, had a reoccurrence of a back injury, so it's doubtful that he will see very much action this afternoon. Here's the kickoff.
Coming forward, Chandler kicks a very high but not a deep one. Coming up, Butler takes it on the 15 to the 20 to the 25 to the 30-yard line, goes to the left end, is tripped up and down at about the 33 or 34-yard line. Billy Butler with a good return before he was hit by Mickey Walker, former Michigan State star, and the Vikings take over first and 10 from the 33-yard line. First down, 10 to go. We're ready for our first play from scrimmage. The Vikings with the purple pants, the white jerseys. The Giants with blue jerseys and a gray pants. Tom Hall set out to the right, split left is Flatley. The give to Bill Brown up the middle across the 35 with a yard to spare. Tripping up the play was Jim Moran. 3 yard gain for Brown makes it second down and 7 to go. Bill Brown at this very moment needs 94 more yards rushing. He came into the game 97 yards behind the team record for rushing set last year by Tommy Mason. Second down, 7 to go. The Vikings on the 36-yard line, going toward the end of the field to our right. The wind somewhat across the field here at Yankee Stadium. Flatley split left, nobody else split. Strong left formation. Back to pass. Tarkenton gets some protection. Cut to loose up the middle to Mason at the 37. Goes to the 40, to the 45, and down at the 47-yard line. Tommy Mason for a first down on a pass right up the middle, as Tarkenton, with good protection, waited for Mason, who checked momentarily and then broke up the middle. Out at the 47, it was a gain of 11. First down and 10 to go for the Minnesota Vikings, the first down of this ballgame. Statistically, the Giants have played their opponents about even, but apparently the big play has hurt them time and again, to those who have watched these games. Hall coming way wide to the right to the near sideline. Flatley is not split out at the left. First and 10 Vikings at their own 47. Tarkenton calling signals. Strong right formation. Gives it now to Tommy Mason, who tried to find a hole slanting left, and slanting right rather, and at the most will have a 1 yard gain. It may not even be that. The ball was just short of the 47. Right now it's on the 47. Call it no gain. Second down and 10 to go. Andy Cinchula made the tackle.
The Giants are playing basically almost a six-man line at times here now, with two linebackers and three deep defensive backs. So evidently, Fran will have to go to the air soon to loosen them up.
Bill Brown goes out as a slot back to the right side as the Hall is farther out. And there was an offside on the play. Fran Tarkenton is smeared because of the offside. We'll see which way it went now. The whistle had blown before the play began, so there will have to be a penalty one way or the other. The left side of the Giants' line was way offside. Now, if that's the way they're going to walk, that will be the reason for it. Yes, and it was one man from the left side. Jim Cat Cabbage, as a matter of fact, had made the tackle. So that's a 5 yard penalty, and it gives the Vikings second down and 5 to go from the 48-yard line of the Giants. The official gave the Vikings just about 6 yards on that walk-off, so that was a good long one.
We'll set that defensive lineup of the Giants for you in just a minute.
Second down, 5 to go, a short 5. Hall split to the right. This time the slot back is not in there, with both Brown and Mason behind the quarterback. Tarkenton calling signals, is back to pass in the pocket. The rush is on. He steps inside and sets himself, fires it. He hits flatly at the 40-yard line. Falls sidestep, tries to move ahead, does, to the 35 and down to the 32-yard line before he is brought down. Some good moves by Flatley as he played cat and mouse there for a while before he was tackled. Jerry Hillebrand made the stop from his linebacker spot, finally catching up with Paul after being faked out back at the 40-yard line. The ball is put down at the 33. It is a first down and a pass completion gain of 15 yards. So both of the Vikings' first downs have come through the air. The first on a pass to Mason, this one on a pass to Paul Flatley. This time one man was through, Robustelli, but once Tarkenton had stepped inside him, he had some time to spot his receiver. Vikings set to go in opposing territory with the first down on the 33. The fake gift to Brown, back to pass, setting is Tarkenton. Now he starts to scramble. He'll run the 35, trying to cut back, goes to the left side, and now has run to go, going toward that far sideline, comes back a ways and is rushed out of bounds at the 28-yard line. Brad Tarkenton did a lot of moving around that time, trying to get the more yardage. was as far upfield actually as the 26. He wound up on the 28 with a gain of 5. It'll be second down and 5 to go. Well, it looks like he's actually starting to follow the blockers on that scrambling ball.
Well, he always has his eyes open for somebody to flip that ball to. It scares you a little bit because he's got it in one hand, but Fran, pretty cool under pressure. He's always looking for somebody to lateral to pick up extra yardage once he starts his scrambling.
Second down, 5 to go on the Giants 28. The Vikings with the ball. Flatley split wide to the left. Hall split a little bit to the right side. It's a strong right formation. Tarkenton, with the back end of his jersey pretty well smeared with mud and the trousers too, tries to get outside. Now he starts to scramble, falls down as he banged into Harold Linden, who was busy blocking for him, and he couldn't keep his footing at the 40-yard line. He lost 12 on that play, and it'll bring up third and 17. So a promising situation now becomes a tough one. Third down and 17 to go for the Vikings. They need to get down to the 23 for a first down. They're right on the 40-yard line.
Field appears to be a little bit slippery underfoot. Before the ball game, Joe Thomas, who will be one of our halftime guests, indicated that the field seemed to be pretty fast, but that in spot, particularly in the middle of the field, it was a little bit damp, and some of the ball players in cutting sharp may slip. Fran tried to get out of the pocket there when nobody was open, and turning to his right sharply, he slipped and fell to the ground.
Tommy Mason raced to the sidelines, got a quick word from Norm Van Brocklin, and came back. Now the Vikings split Hall wide to the left, with Bedsole split out also, and a slot back to the right side now is Bill Brown. Back to pass is Tarkenton on third down and long yardage. Has to start the scramble, setting, trying to find a receiver. Cuts his pass loose, and he was trying to hit Hall, who had no chance to get to the ball on the far side. And it'll bring up fourth down and long yardage, and Fred Cox will come in to attempt a long field goal. Somewhat a crosswind, although the wind is deceptive at most stadiums, and I'm sure that's the case here at Yankee Stadium. The sun is shining brightly, but the lights are on at Yankee Stadium. Fourth down, the attempt will be made from the 48-yard line. Fred Cox slaps his field goal. His hands now as he sizes up the field goal. It's pretty much straight up the middle, but it's a long way out, 48 yards. Waiting for the snap back to Tarkenton. There it goes. There's the kick. Spinning, it looks like it will be a little short. It is. It's caught on the goal line. Coming out is Clarence Childs, the 15, the 20-yard line, and then a slam down at the 23-yard line. John Campbell, one of three men who hit him. The field goal attempt was short. It was caught right underneath the crossbar on the goal line by Childs. He was the one who ran back a kickoff 108 yards. In the preseason game at Metropolitan Stadium, the one that the Vikings won 21-7. So it's first and 10 from their own 22-yard line. The Giants set to go. Gary Wood gives it off, and there's a fumble on the play as Wheelwright couldn't hold it. Let's see who got the ball.
Ball carried in by Morrison.
Morrison recovered the ball. On the 24-yard line, a gain of 2. It'll bring up second down and 8 to go. Morrison fumbling but recovering for the Giants, who waste no time in that huddle. There's the give now to Morrison, sweeping wide right, still standing, trying to fake out the Vikings. He cuts inside them and is tackled by Koselke. As Rose and Koselke both put on the pressure, Marshall also helped with the stop. It was a loss on the play of 2 yards, puts it back to the original line of scrimmage, and brings up third down and 10 to go from the 22.
For the Vikings, Carl Eller and Jim Marshall are the ends. Jim Prestel and Paul Dixon are at the defensive tackles. Roy Winston, Rip Hawkins, and Bill Swain are the linebackers. George Rose, Ed Schrockman, Carl Koselke, and Larry Vargo, the deep defensive backs.
Flanker Gifford to the right. Thomas split to the left, back to pass. Wood cuts it loose, and he overshoots. The tight end coming across from right to left. Incomplete. Intended for Bob Crispino. It'll bring up fourth down and 10 to go. And one of the fine kickers of the NFL, Don Chandler, will be coming in to do just that. The line of scrimmage is the 22-yard line. Vikings putting on good pressure defensively on all of these plays. The first three for the Giants. The deep men for the Vikings are Mason and Butler, standing back at the 35-yard line of the Vikings. Standing on his 2-yard line is Chandler. Gets the snap. Puts his toe to it. A high spiral and a good one. Backing up, Butler takes it at the 30-yard line. Comes forward to the 35. Skips his way for 3 more yards, and that's all. Billy Butler returning it from the 30 out to the 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Vikings. The last time they got the ball, they moved to 2 first downs and were stopped. And now the Giants have a man hurt. There will be a timeout on the field for the injured player. Timeout with the score. The Minnesota Vikings nothing, the New York Giants nothing.
Today, more than ever, a truck is a business machine. And now, new for 1965, Ford builds you the truck that's just right for your business. The new Ford pickup introduces the new twin I-beam. First independent front suspension with big truck durability. Tougher pickup, smoother ride. The new Ford Econoline van features new engines, new power, as much as 48% more power available. Low, flat floor, up to 8 doors, proven economy. The new Ford Ranchero, more powerful, better looking than ever. Hundreds of dollars less than the nearest competitor. Ford trucks for 65, built to last longer. Now at your Ford dealers.
For the longest line of trucks in the industry, see your Ford dealer. See why 65 is the best year yet to go Ford. Greg Larson, the offensive center for the Giants and a former star at the University of Minnesota, is walking off the field with help. He is not able to use his right leg at all. And while the injuries are not always what they appear, from our vantage point, it would appear to me, Paul, that he is through for the day.
He can't put any pressure on that leg at all from here, and it looks like he's in bad shape.
Vikings set to go first and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Parkinson fakes to Mason, gives to the fullback Brown, and with a good hold, he blasts out to the 48-yard line. It will be close, but not quite a first down. Bill Brown ripping with a good hold. The timing on that was perfect on the trap.
It was a beautiful play, and as you indicated, Ray, it was a trap where Bill Brown took that duck step, as they call it, to the right, faking to get the influence that way, then cut back sharply to his left. And only a good, fast, quick-reacting fullback can do this, and Bill took the hold and made the valuable yardage.
Brant Tarkenton is still out there, and he would like to have the officials measure. From here, it would appear to be short by about 2 feet, based on where the ball was just short of the 39-yard line before. The ball is right on the 48-yard line now. That's exactly what it is, almost a full yard short of a first down. Second down and a yard to go for the Vikings from their own 48-yard line. 9:05 to play in the first quarter. There is no score. Dallas and Philadelphia 7-7 at the half. Pittsburgh leads Washington 7-0 in the second quarter. Strong right formation. The give to Bill Brown. He blasts ahead for the first down. Driven sideways at the 50-yard line, but he got the first down beyond a doubt. The official signals it that way. We'll see if the ball is placed on the 50. Just about. 2-yard gain. Bill Brown, first down for the Vikings on the midfield stripe. Their third first down. The Giants failed to get a first down the first time they had the ball.
He ran over left tackle Grady Alderman, the only ball player on the original 36-man roster from back in 1961.
Tom Hall split wide to the right, flatly just a step or two to the left on a strong right formation. The fake to the fullback, back to pass. Parkinson finds his man, cuts it loose, and he drops the ball. It is ruled an incomplete pass. Flatly, or rather, Bentko had it, and as he was hit, he dropped it. He had momentary possession, and the fans are protesting that he did catch it, and the ball was recovered by the Giants. It is ruled incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10 to go. Well thrown.
Very well thrown, and when it hit Hal Betzel, it seemed to be bobbling around in his chest a little, but he never really had his hands firmly on it, and consequently the officials called it an incompleted pass.
Betzel is big enough, so if the going is crowded, if the quarterback can get that ball up there, he'll get it, and that was the case, although he did not hold onto it this time, but the ball was perfectly thrown for this situation. Second and 10, Tarkenton is 2-for-4 on passes. Vikings on the 50-yard line, no score in our game, midway first quarter. There's the pitch out to Bill Brown and a ride. White, the sweep comes to the 50 and then is dragged down by Bill Slaby from behind, so he only wound up with a 2-yard gain. The play was set up for more as Alderman and Linden were out ahead for the blocking, and they were really moving too. But it's a 2-yard gain on the pitch out. Bill Brown running it to the 48, where it's third down and 8 to go. Long yardage on third down.
Larry Bowie, veteran right guard, did a fine job also on that play, leading Webb came up, or Andy Nelson, rather, a defensive back, and he took him out of the play, and Bill Brown was able to get around for a couple of more yards.
Flatley split to the left, Tom Hall to the right on a strong right formation. Tarkenton under center. Needs 8 yards or more on this one. He's back to pass. Robustelli comes at him, but he cuts it loose, and it is incomplete off the hand of Paul Flatley. Chatton, had he been able to stand up, would have been able to intercept that deflected off pass off Flatley's fingertips, but he had already gone to one knee, and he couldn't get himself up in time. The Vikings have the ball on the 48-yard line. It's out of field goal range this time, and Bobby Walden has come in to punt the ball. It's fourth down and eight to go on the 48 of the Giants. Most of the field in shadow. The left near corner, as we look down, is still in sunshine. Kaselke goes out. Byers come in as the Vikings get the right 11 men on the field for the punt attempt, the first of the day, by Bobby Walden, who is now one-tenth of a yard behind Yale Larry of Detroit as those two battle for the leadership of the division. 7:29, time remaining. It's an official timeout. Timeout on the field with the score, the Vikings nothing and the Giants nothing.
Like to dance? Try the twist. Like to drive? Try Total Performance 65 at your Ford dealers.
It's the best year yet to see the man. Your Ford dealer. It's the best year to pay him a call. You'll have a ball when you see all those new Fords.
The best is here and all under one roof, your Ford dealers. The all-new 65 Ford LTD, most luxurious Ford ever built. The cool, exciting 65 Mustang 2+2 Fastback. The new Fairlane, most car a budget can buy. And the savingest Falcon yet.
It's the best year yet. Go see the man, your Ford dealer.
See the man with the newest Fords in 15 years. Discover why 65 is the best year yet to buy from your Ford dealer. Walden's punt off the side of his foot went out of bounds on the 26-yard line, and from that point it'll be first down and 10 to go. Just a 22-yard punt. Rolling out to the right on a bootleg is Wood. Now he cuts his pass loose and it is dropped. He threw it like a bullet a little bit low and Crespino was unable to hang on to it. The latest word on Greg Larson is that he injured his right knee.
And Mickey Walker, defensive specialist on going down under the punt, a real hard hitter for Michigan State, is playing offensive center right now in place of Larson.
The Giants with... Well, they've used up their whole taxi squad, so even right now they're down to a 39-man squad. They have nobody else they can add, regardless of position. Second and 10 Giants from their own 26, a scoreless game. Ernie Wheelwright, the fullback. Joe Morrison, the halfback, behind the quarterback. Wood, who's back to pass. Setting has lots of time. He cuts it loose, and he hits Gifford, who is tackled immediately by Rose. Ball out at the 35-yard line. It'll be very close to a first down. It's near the far side of the field, and a measurement will be made now as they'll bring the chain in from that side. Wood completes his first pass, hitting Frank Gifford. Chain coming in. It'll be very close. The chain is extended. Not all the way yet. Now they put it down. It will be short. Third down and inches. And I mean inches, just two or three. Third down from close to the 36-yard line. Inches to go for a first down. They bring the ball now with inside the hash marks, using the chain to help them. And the Giants have very short yardage. Let's see if they use their 240-pound fullback, Wheelwright, into the line. Ooh, he is big. He's been out for four games, is just ready to play now, and it's a good thing because Webster has a very bad back again and cannot play. Third down and inches. Rolling out is the quarterback. He'll keep it, and he'll have his first down. He got to about the 37-yard line before the Vikings caught up with him. Vargo forced that play inside and kept the gain to a minimum. Two-yard gain, though. First down on the 37-yard line. The Giants have their first down.
They have diagnosed the injury to Greg Larson now as torn interior ligaments in the right knee. So although the season is nearly over, they have one game left with Cleveland. It looks like Greg Larson is... had it for the year.
First and 10 Giants from their own 37-yard line. Gifford flanked to the right. To the left is Thomas. Back to pass. Thomas is the target, but it's off the mark. The rush was on, but there was still protection, and Wood is angry with himself for throwing it off the target. It was intended as a near sideline pass, short gainer. Schrockman was over there, but neither he nor the intended receiver, Thomas, came close to the ball. Second and 10 from their own 37, the Giants in possession. Wood is 1-for-4 on passes. Tarkenton hit his first two, incomplete on the next three. One of them was dropped.
Gary Wood has replaced Y.A. Tittle. Tittle to date has only thrown 9 touchdown passes, a little unusual for the great veteran.
He had 36 last year for an NFL record. Back to pass is Wood. Sets himself, cuts it loose, and hits Griffin at the sideline, but he's run out short of a first down at the 46-yard line. It'll be third down and 1 yard to go. He ran out just inside the chain gang, man, so there's no doubt about it being short of a first down. On the 46, third down and 1 to go. Both completions have been to Frank Gifford. Gifford, a great running back for years. Now has been the flanker back since coming out of retirement the year ago. 6:10 left to play in the first quarter. No score. Third down, 1 yard to go. Gifford flanking to the right. Strong right formation. The give to Morrison, and he bangs into his own blocker, and then Hawkins comes up and tackles him standing up. And it may not be a first down. This may require a measurement. He had a short gain, but not much of a gain. They are not going to measure, and the fans are protesting because the punting unit is coming in. The fans always like to see the team go for that first down, no matter what the situation. You ever heard a crowd who said, go ahead and kick the ball?
No, sir, but I guess they fail to realize that if you turn the ball over to the Vikings here, they could readily perhaps go in for a touchdown or a field goal.
Thanks to Rip Hawkins, a punt coming up. Chandler waiting for the snap. He gets it. Gets his kick away very high. Waiting for it is Mason. Takes it on his 9-yard line. Comes out to the 12, to the 15, comes to the 20, to the 25 as he really drives hard. Goes all the way to the 27, the 32-yard line before he is tackled. Tommy Mason turned it on before Lane Howell made the tackle with the help of Andy Stinchula. First down, 10 to go for the Vikings. A return from the 9 out to the 31 or 32. Now the ball is placed where we can see it on the 31-yard line. First down, 10 to go. The Vikings have started from somewhere in the 30s each time. Their own 33, their own 39. Now the 31. They have gotten into opposing territory, but have not been able to score. One field goal attempt from the 48 was short. Hall split right, flatly left on a strong right formation. The gift to Mason, straight ahead for 4 or 5 yards. Knocked sideways at the 35-yard line. The tackle was by a defensive halfback. Coming up was Jim Patton. Second down and 6 from the 35.
Vikings are trying to run those inside slants and traps up the middle because the Giants so often are going into almost a six-man line with no middle linebacker, so they can spring Tommy Mason or Bill Brown up the middle. They're going to pick up yardage at least until they run into a deep defensive back.
Second down. Hall split to the right. Flatley is not split on the left side on a strong right formation, of course. There's the give as there's a flag, and Bill Brown keeps his feet after being hit at the 38, goes to the 40, to the 50-yard line. Flavey trying to get him. He goes to the 40, the 30, and he is wrestled out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. Now we'll see what the flag was. Now, I saw motion on the part of a Giant lineman, but that doesn't mean that's what the penalty was. Yes, it was an offside, apparently, on against the Giants. So the play is complete for the Vikings. Bill Brown on a quick opener, and he really took off after being checked at the 38-yard line, which would have been a 3-yard gain. He kept right on going. And the ball is placed at the 13-yard line where it'll be first, or the 18-yard line where it'll be first and 10 to go.
That's a good example of that old terminology in baseball, run out the ball, because you never know what's going to happen. Here, Bill Brown was almost knocked off his feet, and on that side of the field, he may have seen the flag. But he kept on going, and the Vikings are in real good shape right now.
47-yard gain by Bill Brown. Vikings set to go from the 18-yard line. Tarkenton with slot back right. Bill Brown is back to pass. He's looking, throws the quick flare pass out to Mason. Starts upfield, goes to the 20, to the 15, still standing. Bang, hard. Two men hit him solidly, and there is a roughing penalty called because of it. Mason was knocked down at the 14-yard line. He was hit hardest by Moran, but somebody else was involved, too. That was Andy Nelson. And if the penalty is against the Giants, it would move the ball down to about the 7-yard line, half the distance. And that'll be the case. It'll be down to the 7-yard line, and that'll be a first down. Personal foul against either Nelson or Moran. Moves it down to the 7-yard line, where it's first down and goal to go for the Vikings. Tarkenton, after missing three in a row, hit that pass and is now 3-4-6. Goal to go for the Vikings. Flatley split wide to the left on a strong left formation. Hall is not split on the right side. And there was a movement before the ball was snapped. The give was to the halfback Mason, and he was thrown for a loss back at the 11-yard line. But we'll have to wait and see what the officials decide. While they're making that decision, let's take 10 seconds. This is where you hear the play-by-play broadcast of the Minnesota Vikings.
News at halftime. Studios, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830 WCCO. 19 degrees at 1:30.
It's a 4-yard loss for the Vikings on the play. Second down, goal to go from the 11-yard line. Flatley split wide to the left, and Hall even wider still to the right, with Bedsole split out a little bit on that right side. Back to pass, and looking as Tarkenton sets, he has Hall and overshoots in the end zone as he had Flatley. And Bedsole clear in the middle, and Hall out to the right, but he overshot them with the pressure coming on him, and it's incomplete and brings up third down on the 11 to go. To my eye, Paul, all three potential receivers were open on that one, but the rush was too much for Fran, and he had to cut it loose more quickly than he wanted to.
Well, he got a lot on the ball, and it appeared that he was trying to get that ball especially high because Hal Bedsole stands 6'5", and a couple of receivers were coming up pretty close, and perhaps he felt that he had it high, Bedsole might be able to reach up and snare it.
Possibly the last chance for a touchdown now on this field goal if it's a fourth down. Back to pass is Tarkenton set. Cuts it loose. He's got Hall. A diving catch. He can't hold it at the 1-yard line. It's incomplete. It'll be fourth down, and the field goal unit is ready to come in and does come in at this time. Hall tried to spear it, but it was short. He had to come back a little bit and couldn't reach it at the 1-yard line. Fred Cox, now from close range, will attempt a field goal. Earlier, Fred had to boot one from the 48-yard line. The ball will be held at the 19-yard line. Parkinson will hold. Dinglehoff snaps it back. Fran puts it down. There's the kick. Right through the middle. The Vikings take a 3-0 lead with 3 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the first quarter. Minnesota goes out in front on a field goal by Fred Cox. Fred is now 17 for 28 on field goals this year. And shortly he'll be kicking off as we're approaching the end of the first quarter. The Vikings have 5 first downs. The New York Giants have just 1. Their only weapon to advance the ball thus far has been the pass to the flanker Frank Gifford. That has been good for about 9.5 yards both times.
One of the most effective patterns, and yet one of the most difficult to throw for a quarterback, is that pass play that the Vikings tried for the touchdown there on third down. Fran Tarkenton to Tom Hall. Tom was playing flanker, split way out to his right. He went down about to the goal line and then cut perfectly parallel with the goal line towards the sideline. And by the time Fran threw the ball, it makes it a long throw, probably about 30 yards. And Fran tried to get a lot on the ball. It just didn't quite carry far enough. And Tom Hall, diving to catch the ball, didn't have a chance. And, of course, they had to settle for the field goal.
In the first quarter, Cleveland has a field goal and leads St. Louis in that all-important game for the Eastern Division Championship. 3-0 Cleveland in the first quarter at St. Louis. Dallas at Philadelphia, Pittsburgh at Washington, both 7-7. The game at Philadelphia is at halftime. The other one is near the end of the first half. There's the kickoff by Cox. Childs waiting for it. Takes it right at the goal line as he bangs into the upright in catching it. Comes out to the 20. Still racing. He's in the open. This is the first time he's done it since that one. Runs one back 100 yards, and the Vikings lead lasted 23 seconds. Chandler will attempt the extra point. Childs went up the middle, shook off a couple of hands that might have been on around the 15 or 20, and after that it was clear sailing. The extra point is good by Chandler, 7-3 in favor of the New York Giants. who haven't had much offense so far, but they've had Clarence Childs. He scored their only touchdown, running one 108 yards at Metropolitan Stadium in that preseason game. And this one was an even 100. As he caught it, he banged into the upright. And then he took off from there.
The kickoff or punt return man in the National Football League, or for that matter anywhere, who is extremely successful is that man who not only has a lot of intestinal fortitude, but a great speed. Childs on that particular play came up the middle, but he was going full blast all the way. He never did any sort of dancing around at all. He took one hole, burst through it, and then with great speed turned it on, and he licked that initial charge of the Minnesota Vikings and was able to go 100 yards for the touchdown. That burst of speed, not slowing down a bit, did it for him.
Here's one more score. In the first quarter, Detroit leads Baltimore 7-0. Chandler will kick off as the Giants have the lead 7-3. There's the kick, another high one. George Rose says, I'll get it, has it at the 3, out to the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, and still standing, and is wrestled to the earth by Bill Winter of St. Olaf at the 27-yard line. Bill Winter, a St. Olaf graduate, tackled George Rose at the 27. 23-yard return. It'll be first and 10.
Before the ball game, I was talking to the personnel director of the Giants, Jim Lee Howell, who used to coach the ball club. He was telling me that Bill Winter, in his opinion, is a great linebacker, but Bill has had a bad knee, and almost every ball game after it's over, he has to have his knee tapped of the water that collects.
Ball moved closer to the 26. First and 10 Vikings from their own 26. Hall split right, Flatley to the left. Strong right formation. Back to pass. Ball is cut loose off the hands of Flatley at the 32. Incomplete. Tarkenton threw that in a hurry. Threw it hard and threw it high. And Flatley could not hold it. Second down and 10 to go. After hitting his first two passes, Fran Tarkenton has had trouble. He has hit one out of the next seven. And near the goal line especially, he was off target on a couple. The rush has been fair for the Giants. Andy Robustelli especially has been in, but Fran has been able to sidestep it most of the time. Second down, 10 to go from their own 26-yard line. Tarkenton under center. He's back to pass, looking, has protection. That's again. Now he has to scramble, and there's nowhere to go. And down he goes to the 20-yard line. First man to hit him was Jim Katkavich. Moran followed up, and Robustelli was in on it at the end. Ball placed at the 21, a loss of 5. It'll be third down coming and 15 to go. 2:10 left to play in the first quarter. And the Giants have been stubborn defensively. And they've had that long run back, 100 yards, for their offense. And they lead 7-3.
They seem to be rushing everybody but the four deep defensive backs and the middle linebacker. The middle linebacker is dropping back to that middle zone coverage. Their corner linebackers, along with their big front four, are taking off and giving Fran Tarkenton a rough go.
Hall flanked right to the left, Flatley a little. Strong right formation on third and 15. And back to pass is Tarkenton. He's back to his 12. Betts cuts it loose. He has Betso complete at the 40. And Hall staggers to his feet and is down at the 45-yard line. Patton hit him, and he shook that off, but fell down at the 45, and the official immediately blew him dead, that it was the tackler who made him fall, which is the case. 24 yards, first down on the 45.
This is a pass pattern where the split end on the left side of the field goes down and then out towards the sidelines to clear that area, meaning that he takes the defensive back with him. And then Betzel from the right side cut into that area and was open, and Fran had the necessary protection, stepped up into the pocket, and flipped to Betzel for the first down.
Just over a minute left to go in the first quarter. Hall split to the right, Flatley to the left, both a little. There's the give to Mason, tries to find running room and does not. He'll have a one-yard gain and no more as he was stacked up. Andy Cinciullo was the primary tackler. Second man on the play was Jim Moran. On the 46, it'll be second down and 9 to go for the Vikings. They're in their own territory as they trail. They have had at least one first down each time they've had the ball. They have 6 first downs in all, but their only score is a 19-yard field goal by Fred Cox, followed immediately by a 100-yard return of the Cox kickoff, Clarence Childs going the distance for the score. 28 seconds left. This could be the last play of the quarter if the clock keeps running after the play is over. Second down, 9 to go from their own 46. A little shuffling around by the Giants defensively. Back to pass as Tarkenton has time. He's trying to hit Brown, and he can't get it. Diving attempt to the 30. He had gotten beyond the linebacker, Tom Scott, but the pass led him a fraction too much, and Bill went through the air, but he couldn't reach it. Clock shows 13 seconds left after that incomplete pass. Third down coming. 9 to go, Vikings, from their own 46. You get Bill Brown out there in a man-to-man situation with a linebacker, and he'll usually outrun him, and Bill did it on this one, but the pass led him a little bit too much. Bill just getting back to the huddle now. Third down coming, the Vikings, 9 to go on their own 46-yard line. 13 seconds left in the first quarter. Set to go on a strong right formation. Tarkenton under center. He's back to pass. And he is thrown under. Whoa, the blitz was on, and he never got a chance to look downfield as he was thrown on his own 37-yard line. From the 37, a loss of 9 makes it fourth down and 18 to go for a first down. Clock shows 8 seconds left in the quarter, but it'll start to tick now, and I don't know if the Vikings will get the punt off before time runs out. It does not appear that they will. That's the end of the first quarter with a score. The New York Giants 7, the Minnesota Vikings 3.
Only Ford pickups have it.
The Twin I-Beam ride is the smoothest pickup ride you've ever tried. Ford 65.
Now, for the first time ever, a pickup truck with two front axles, Ford's Twin I-Beam front suspension.
The Twin I-Beam ride is the smoothest pickup ride you've ever tried. Ford 65.
Twin I-Beam. First independent front suspension with big truck durability. Toughest pickup, smoothest ride. Drive it now at your Ford dealers.
Ford pickups built to last longer.
Your Ford dealer has a truck for every job and budget. One of them just right for you. So you stop in and see why 65 is the best year yet to buy at your Ford dealers. Ford is really a great winter weather car. You take a test drive in a 65 Ford. That'll prove all that we say on these Viking broadcasts and then some. There's the punt by Walden going past the 20 on the roll. It'll be dead inside the 15 at the 14-yard line. A good punt by Bobby Walden to start the second quarter. Goes all the way down to the New York Giants' 14-yard line. That one was 49 yards from the line of scrimmage with no return. Earlier, Bob had a short one that will hurt his battle with Yale Larry for the league lead. The other one was just 22 yards. First and 10 Giants from their own 14. Now the Vikings will try to contain the Giants and get that ball back. They trail 7-3 as we start the second quarter. Wood, the quarterback. Gifford flanked to the right. To the left is Thomas. There's the give to Moore, the fullback. Wheelwright sweeping left, and he gets out past the 15 to the 17-yard line as Carl Eller followed the play and with Jim Marshall made the tackle as the two defensive ends did a good job of two-teaming him. Three-yard gain to the 17, second and 7. You need two men on that big fellow, 240 pounds.
I was watching Bill Swain, the right corner linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings, did a very fine job of hand fighting and helped to force that play wide, too, so the defensive backs and ends could come up and make the stop.
Second down, 7 to go. The give to Morrison. He fights his way out across the 20 to the 21. A good battle after he appeared stopped at the line of scrimmage. St. Louis has gone ahead of Cleveland 7-3 on a 48-yard pass from Johnson to Joe Childress. On the 21, it'll be third and 3 to go for the New York Giants. Third down, 3 to go as the Vikings try to stop them on this third down play. Wood, the quarterback, replacing Y.A. Tittle. Gary Wood, first-year man from Cornell. He has Thomas split left, Frank Gifford to the right, strong right formation. Gives it on the draw now to Morrison, and he isn't going to make it. Rip Hawkins sees to that. Drops him on the 20-yard line. Forward progress may get him to the line of scrimmage, the 21, but it's definitely no more than that, and it's not a first down. No gain. Fourth down, 3 to go from the 21, and Rip Hawkins really wrapped him up and presented him to the 20-yard line as a present. Vikings hurry two men back inside the 35, at the 32-yard line. Mason and Butler waiting for Chandler's punt as the Giants have a man on the field who then gets off the field. I don't know if they had 11 men or not. There's the kick, very high. Bill Butler coming up, takes it at the 44, and it's hit immediately, but he hung on to the ball. Boy, oh boy, Frank Lasky banged him straight on and Billy hung onto it. And he gets a hand up from Tommy Mason and a pat on the back. Billy Butler. He might not have had a return on that, but he hung onto the ball and you got to hand it to him for that. Boy, 44-yard line, first and 10 Vikings as they've gotten a break now after that good punt by Walden to start this quarter. That was 35 yards, the punt by Chandler. Vikings set to go. Hall split to the right, to the left, flatly. Strong left formation. Big pitch out, then a counter to Tommy Mason. Gets that hole, sweeps forward across the 50 to the 47-yard line. He'll be a yard short of a first down. The trap play working beautifully before the linebacker Hillebrand made the tackle. From the 47-yard line of the Giants, the Vikings have it second down and one to go after a 9-yard gain by Mason. Mason and Brown both piling up some yardage on the ground today. And then Bill Brown has that one long gain of 47 yards rushing. Split to the left flatly. Hall is tight on the right side. Strong left formation, of course. There's the give to Bill Brown, and he pushes his way at least to the 45-yard line. It'll be a first down. We'll see where the ball is spotted. It would appear to be about the 44-yard line, but they're still uncovering ball players. Sure enough, there's Bill on the bottom. On the 44, a gain of 3. So the Vikings started from their own 44. Now they're on the Giants' 44, first and 10.
St. Louis has scored again now. It's 14-3, St. Louis over Cleveland at St. Louis. In the second period, Detroit leads Baltimore at 10-0.
Vikings set to go. Flatly split left, Hall to the right, far sideline. The give to Tommy Mason, and Tommy was kicking turf as he tried to get a footing to go ahead, and he got very little, probably a 1-yard gain. Jim Moran stopped him after a 1-yard gain. Second down, 9 to go from the 43 of the Giants. The Vikings have never been able to put together more than 2 first downs in a row, as the Giants have given up ground, but they haven't given up a touchdown, and they have a 100-yard kickoff return following the Vikings' only 3 points of the game. Clarence Childs with that run back. So it's 7-3 Giants. Ray Christensen, Paul Giel reporting. Set to go. Flatly split left. Hall to the right. Betzel a little bit on the right side. The inside Hall, of course. Parkinson with a long call is back now looking for a receiver. Sets himself. Throws it. He's trying to hit Betzel. He's up on the 23. He's to the 15, the 20, the 10, the 5, and over touchdown. As he shook away from Andy Nelson. Cal Betzel caught it on the 15. And went on over for the score. 43 yards in all. He was past Nelson when he got it at the 20. Nelson hit him at the 15, but he shook loose from that and went the rest of the way. There was a penalty on the play against the New York Giants. We saw the flag, but we also saw the official look up field and get a signal and then raise his arms for a touchdown. Cox will attempt the extra point as the Vikings have taken the lead. Snap back, the place, there's the boot, right through the middle. There's the timeout on the field with the score now. The Minnesota Vikings, 10, the New York Giants, 7.
Say, have you been there yet?
Been where yet?
Your Ford dealers. This is the year to go. Yeah, it's the best year yet to visit your Ford dealer, best year yet.
What is it your Ford dealer's got, my pet?
Only your Ford dealer's got the new Fords, best Fords yet.
Yes, now your Ford dealer's got the best Fords yet. Try the all-new LTD, most luxurious Ford ever. The sleek new 2+2 Mustang Fastback sports car. The 65 Fairlane, stacked with looks and packed with value. The new Falcon with great new go, plus great new gas savings.
Yeah, it's the best year yet to buy at your Ford dealer's.
Best year yet to try at your Ford dealer's.
Best Fords yet. See why at your Ford dealer's. Go see the Fords today.
44 models of the most exciting and inviting cars ever built. Try Total Performance 65. Best year yet to buy from your Ford dealer. And now look out, because Clarence Childs is standing down there at the 1-yard line, waiting for the kickoff. The last time the Vikings took the lead at 3-0, he ran the kickoff back 100 yards. Now the Vikings lead 10-7. Fred Cox is ready to kick. He spins it high, and he definitely kicked it away from Childs. It's taken at the 6-yard line. Here is Jones out to the 15, and not much farther. he started to brace himself for the oncoming Carl Eller, and you can't do that. Eller just knocked him down.
John Campbell was in on it, too. Number 55 from University of Minnesota.
He did succeed, you're right, Paul, in fooling Eller to the point that Eller only knocked him dizzy and off to the side, and there Campbell really downed him. First and 10 from the 18-yard line. Returned by Homer Jones. The Giants starting from their 18. Gifford's foot to the right, to the left is Jones, who's in there now. Wheel right, trying to get outside, left end, does. He'll slip off a tackle before he is tripped up by Marshall, then Hawkins out to the 23-yard line. A gain of 5 and a good effort by Wheelwright, who was stopped at the line of scrimmage and then broke away.
New York Giants won 2, lost 8, and tied 1 going into this ball game. Their victories were over St. Louis and the Washington Redskins, and they had a tie with St. Louis. St. Louis right now in the second period is beating Cleveland 14-3, so if St. Louis should win, it's a very big ball game coming up next week when St. Louis plays Philadelphia and the Giants play Cleveland right here.
Gifford is the only man split on the right side. Back to pass after a fake. The ball is cut loose to the end, coming across the field, and he is hit hard by Koselke up the sidelines at the 26. Aaron Thomas wasn't sure whether he should cut back and try to go upfield. Koselke settled the matter for him at the 26-yard line, where it's 2 yards short of a first down. It was just a 3-yard gain on the play, and I know Thomas wanted to get the first down, and that's what he was thinking about when Koselke ended the play. It'll be third down coming, and still a full 2 yards to go for a first down. Now Jones goes out, and I imagine Crespino came in. That's who it was at the tight end, Crespino. Third down, 2 to go. Wood, the quarterback, with a strong right formation, has his flanker in motion, Gifford. It's pitched out to him, and there is a flag as Gifford is ready to throw his pass. He's got the end clear at the 42-yard line. Down the sidelines to the 40-yard line of the Vikings goes Thomas before he is banged out of bounds, but there may be a motion penalty coming up. I do not think the play will count, but we'll make sure. The ball went down to the 40 or 41-yard line of the Vikings. And now will be brought back. Gifford was in motion from his right flanker position. And after a fake to Morrison, Wood pitched it out to Gifford, who rolled to his left and then threw a pass downfield, complete to Thomas. And apparently the penalty was against the Vikings, because now the ball is being brought upfield after the officials have all signaled the play up and the players were coming back up the field. So it is a completed pass from Gifford to Thomas, and the ball is placed on the Vikings 41-yard line, a gain of 35 yards on the pass completion. General confusion there, and all we could do was share in it, as the ball was brought back and then was moved to the other end. Gifford split to the right. To the left is Jones. The give now to Wheelwright as Dixon hit him just as it appeared he would have a good gain on the play. Paul Dixon coming in, cut to his left and followed the ball carrier and stopped him after a 2-3 yard gain to the 38. Second down and 7 to go. Wheelwright carries. 8:54 left in the second quarter. The score is 10-7 in favor of the Vikings. Ernie Wheelwright, who has been out for 4 weeks, back in and looks like he's at full strength, all 240 pounds of him. He wears Lenny Moore type low cut shoes. Back to pass in the pocket is Wood. Now he tries to scramble, and Carl Eller gets him, and the ball pops loose, and Carl falls on it. Carl Eller hits the passer, the ball popped loose, and Carl made the recovery, and it's the Vikings ball on the 43-yard line. That was an Eller play all the way.
We should remind you once again that one of the reasons you're not hearing the name of Y.A. Tittle mentioned, the old veteran quarterback, about 15 years under his belt, has been benched by Coach Allie Sherman, Gary Wood from Cornell. The rookie is playing quarterback. Y.A. Tittle having one of those off years, a rare off year for the great Bald Eagle.
Vikings check the goal. Flatley split to the left. Inside him is Betzel with Hall split right. Back to pass in the pocket is Tarkenton setting. Now he cuts it loose. He's trying to hit Flatley at the 25. He reaches up and gets it on the 20. He goes to the 10 and is down at the 8-yard line as he carried Webb with him. Beautiful catch. Perfectly thrown. And he dropped it right into his arms. And Flatley, with the lead, was able to carry it to the 8-yard line, where it'll be first and goal to goal. A gain of 49 yards on that play. Beautiful pass.
The couldn't have been thrown any better, and Paul Flatley caught it, the picture catch over his shoulder on the dead run. The thumbs inward, as they say the pros should catch that ball. A beautiful pass play carrying 49 yards to the New York Giant 9-yard line, where it's first and goal to go for the Vikings.
Officially 48 now, because they moved it back to the 9, Paul. There's a timeout on the field with the score. The Minnesota Vikings 10, the New York Giants 7.
Like to dance? Try the twist. Like to drive? Try Total Performance 65 at your Ford dealers.
It's the best year yet to see the man. Your Ford dealer. It's the best year to pay him a call. You'll have a ball when you see all those new Fords.
The best is here, and all under one roof, your Ford dealers. The all-new 65 Ford LTD, most luxurious Ford ever built. The cool, exciting 65 Mustang 2+2 Fastback. The new Fairlane, most car a budget can buy. And the savingest Falcon yet.
It's the best year yet. Go see the man, your Ford dealer.
See the man with the newest Fords in 15 years. Discover why 65 is the best year yet to buy from your Ford dealer.
One of the quarterback coaching techniques they try to instill on a quarterback is, once you recover a fumble, try to hit the opposing ball club with a long gainer. It's hard enough to have a fumble against your ball club, then to have the opposition come back and hurt you with a long gainer.
Strong left formation, Tarkenton under center. Has a long count before he gives it to Brown. There was a flag as Bill went all the way to the 1 or 2 yard line. It appeared to be an offside against New York. So the Vikings could take, if that's the case, they'd have a choice of a penalty giving them first down on the 4 yard line, or the play giving them second down on the 2 yard line. And that is not an easy decision. Fran is still trying to figure it out, and I'm glad I don't have to make this choice. They're going to take the play. That puts them on the 2 yard line. They get them 2 yards, actually 2.5 yards closer to the goal line.
Fran was looking to Coach Norm Van Bronckhorst on the sideline, pointing down at the ball and sort of the arms out gesture. What's the story? What do you want me to do? And Norm evidently helped Fran out a little bit on that decision.
Vikings set to go, second down, goal to go on the 2 yard line after a 7 yard up the middle plunge by Brown. Fran surveys, now starts barking signals. Gives it off to Bill Brown, who is dumped short of the goal line. He appeared to get a yard. Bill tried to go up and early over, and somebody, I believe Hillebrand, hit him first and slowed that progress. Got about a half a yard, really. Give him a yard gain for credit, but it's a yard and a foot, a long yard to go on third down. So a key play. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. The Vikings lead 10-7, and after a fumble recovery, they would like to go all the way for 7 points. Flatley split left, but just a little bit. Strong left formation. Tarkenton rolling out to the right. The pressure is on as he cuts his pass loose, intended for Hall, incomplete. It was knocked away by Jim Patton, covering dutifully. And it'll bring up fourth down on the 2 yard line. As yet, the field goal unit has given no indication of coming in. Fourth down on the 1 yard line, and the Vikings apparently are going to go for it. Now, we haven't had this play come up this year, but I'll call your attention to it. In the NFL, if a fourth down pass into the end zone is incomplete, it is a touchback. And the ball, of course, goes to the other side, but on the 20-yard line, not, as in this case, on the 1.5-yard line.
Sort of been defined, hasn't it, Ray, as a bonus to the defensive ball for their effort within the striking zone, so to speak.
If the Vikings run it and don't score, then the Giants take over wherever the ball goes down. Fourth down on the 1.5. Tarkenton under center. He's back to pass. He's looking. Now he's going to scramble and try to score. He's got the corner, and he makes it with a block from Mason. Mason took out Webb, who was trying to come up from 2 yards into the end zone, and that made it easy for Francis. Tarkenton rolling out to the left, goes all the way into the left corner for a touchdown. So Tarkenton, who threw his 20th touchdown pass not too long ago, his own record is 22, now has scored on the ground, and Fred Cox will attempt the extra point. Tarkenton will hold.
The snap, the place, and the kick. It's good. There's a timeout on the field with the score. The Minnesota Vikings 17, the New York Giants 7.
Today, more than ever, a truck is a business machine. And now, new for 1965, Ford builds you the truck that's just right for your business. The new Ford pickup introduces the new twin I-beam. First independent front suspension with big truck durability. Tougher pickup, smoother ride. The new Ford Econoline van features new engines, new power, as much as 48% more power available. Low, flat floor, up to 8 doors, proven economy. The new Ford Ranchero, more powerful, better looking than ever. Hundreds of dollars less than the nearest competitor. Ford trucks for 65, built to last longer. Now at your Ford dealers.
For the longest line of trucks in the industry, see your Ford dealer. See why 65 is the best year yet to go Ford. Homer Jones and Clarence Childs are the deep men waiting for the kickoff by Cox. Childs has run one kickoff back 100 yards for the Giants, only points on the scoreboard. The second time, Cox kicked it away from Childs. Let's see if he does it again. That one was pretty much up the middle, and Childs is waiting for it. He takes it at the 5, comes to the 10, to the near sideline, and he is hit by the first man down, Carl Eller, and down he goes on the 15-yard line. Carl Eller, who refused to go for the fake, and then when the man did break to the sideline, he broke right with him and made the tackle. Beautiful.
That's the tip-off on the tremendous agility of the Vikings' number one draft choice. The guy, 255 pounds, 6'5", the size of Carl Eller, to stay with a halfback coming at you. He knows what he's going to do, and Eller didn't take the fake at all and made a beautiful stop.
We'll have a station break after this first play by the Giants. They're lining up now with Gifford flanked to the right on a strong right formation. Homer Jones split a little to the left. Back to pass is Wood. The rush is on, and he cuts it loose, and Wheelwright gets it at the 8. And Dixon misses him at the 15, and he comes out farther before Hawkins knocked him off balance, and then Troxton decked him out past the 20 to close to the 23-yard line. But the official is calling the play back, and there's a little discussion. There's a flag on the field. While we find out what it is, let's take 10 seconds. This is where you hear the play-by-play broadcasts of the Minnesota Vikings.
Sports fans, tonight, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Philadelphia 76ers, game time 8 o'clock. Studios Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830-WCCO.
The penalty is against the Giants. That nullifies an approximate 8-yard gain and moves the ball back to the 6-yard line. It apparently was a holding penalty against the Giants. That puts it back to the 6 where it's first down and 19 to go.
Darrell Dess, the guard from New York, was pulling out, and Paul Dixon, the defensive tackle for the Vikings, was trying to get at the ball carrier Wheelwright, and it looked like Dess was holding him up.
And I think Paul would have gotten him, too, had that not taken place, because he had a hand on him. Wood cuts loose a pass. He hits his hand, and from behind, down he goes by Kosolke out of the 25. Thomas made the catch and runs it out to the 25. That'll be very close to a first down. It is not close enough. It'll be less than a foot to go. The gain on the play was 19 yards. Fine pass by Wood, who had a good rush on him at the 2-yard line when he cut it loose. Second down and inches.
St. Louis continues to turn it on in St. Louis against Cleveland. It's 21-3 in the second period. Detroit 10, Baltimore 7, Dallas 14, Philadelphia 10 in the fourth period. In the third period, it's 7-7, Pittsburgh and Washington.
Strong left formation on second down and inches. Wood fakes to his fullback. He's back to pass. He's got his Clifford out there. Pass throws, but he can't hold it at the Viking 40. It went off his fingertip. It was close. Gifford had two steps on Rose. By the time the ball got there, it had been cut down to one step, but Gifford had the pass on the end of his fingertips and could not hold it. It led him just that little bit too much.
Gifford, for years, for about 10 years, has been known as one of the finest flankers and all-around backs in the NFL, and the old veteran has a habit of running those down-and-out patterns, down-and-out, down-and-out, down-and-in. And all of a sudden, he fakes that down and out and turns it on upfield. He doesn't have great speed, but tremendous fakes, and he sets up things well and lets the quarterback know when he wants to pull it.
Third down, inches to go. Let's see if Wood goes for the ground one now. He gives it off to Wheelwright, and I don't think he made it. He got out just about to the 25, and this will be very close and may well require a measurement as the Vikings really banged him back after he hit that line of scrimmage. Rip Hawkins led the defensive surge, and he is still having words with Darrell Death on the play. The ball has been put down exactly where it was before. No gain. It's fourth down and inches. And the Giants are going to go for it. The kicking unit did not come in.
This is a tough decision for a coach to make. It obviously came from the bench, because the Vikings could turn around and hurt the Giants a lot before the end of the half.
Wood is under center. He keeps the ball, and he does get good forward surge from his line. And though the Vikings threw him back, he had gotten past the necessary point for a first down. A one-yard gain. It'll be first and 10 from the 26-yard line. And I rather think that did something for the morale of the fans, too. Clarence Childs goes into the lineup, and an extra cheer goes up from the fans. Childs, primarily a punt and kickoff return man, does play on the offense at halfback once in a while, and Joe Morrison gets a rest. Joe, a jack-of-all-trades, has been a flanker, a spread end, a fullback, and a halfback so far this year. Today he's playing at halfback. And quarterback tried to get to Morrison, banged it on, and then took off upfield. Wood got to the 37-yard line for an 11-yard gain. The play got mixed up somewhere along the line, and it turned into an 11-yard gain.
I'll say this, Gary Wood reacted quickly. The minute he banged into his own man and knew that the play had folded, he took off in a hurry, right smack dab up the middle for 11 yards.
A broken play turns into an 11-yard gain, and the Giants have first and 10 on their own 37. Gifford flanked to the right. The end is not split on the left side. Back to pass as Morrison appeared to move early. The pass is off the fingertips of Gifford. A diving attempt by Vargo at an interception just falls short. Winston and Rose were covering, but it appeared that the fullback, Wheelwright, who was coming over to protect, came over a little early. He got mixed up on the count, so there was a motion penalty. You either have second and 10 or first and 15, depending on what the Vikings choose. They say, we'll take the play. So it's an incomplete pass. Second down, it was the motion penalty. Second down and 10 to go from their own 37-yard line. The Giants with the ball. Mac Morrison had moved out there in perfect position with his elbows out, you know, the picture way to do it before the play had even started. Gifford is split to the right. No other flanker. Back to pass is Wood. He's looking. He cuts it loose up the middle, and it is incomplete. It was intended for Thomas, as Kosilke, who has to give away 4 inches with Thomas, tried to go up with him, and Thomas got it off the end of the hand and knocked it away incomplete. Third down, 10 to go, Giants from their own 37. The Vikings have a lead of 17-7. 21-3, St. Louis leads Cleveland in the second quarter. Detroit leads Baltimore 10-7 in the second quarter. Dallas over Philadelphia 14-10. It's now into the fourth quarter, and Pittsburgh and Washington 7-7 in the third quarter.
Joe Thomas, the talent scout of the Minnesota Vikings, will be on at halftime. We'll talk about some of the draft choices, some they signed and some they got away.
Third and 10, key play for the Giants. Back to pass, Wood cuts it loose, and he hits Thomas, and he goes across the 50 to the 49 as the ball was stolen, attempted to be stolen. It was not good, as Vargo tried to do that. Winston, one of the men in that area, fell down trying to cover it and gave Thomas an extra break. The ball is down on the Vikings' 48-yard line. Total gain, 15 yards. First and 10. The Giants hope still alive with less than 3 minutes to go in the first half, which is, of course, plenty of time on a touchdown drive. From the Vikings 48, first and 10 for the Giants. Wood, the quarterback, is back to pass. The rush is on, but the block keeps him going. And the pass is hit to Jones. And Clarkson's tackle prevents a touchdown at the 25-yard line. Jones going out and slanting up the middle on a post pattern, grabbed it off. The Giants now stop the clock with 2:33 to go. Beautifully thrown pass, total gain to the 25 was 23 yards, and had Schrockman not made that sure tackle on Jones, he would have gone all the way easily.
The fine pass, as you indicated, Ray, because Schrockman was only licked by about a half a step by Jones, and he did have his hand right out in front trying to deflect the ball. It went through, and Jones came up with a fine catch, and then Schrockman the stop. This Gary Wood, the rookie quarterback from Cornell, shows me a lot. He's a small guy, he's only about 5'11". But 188 pounds, built a lot like Fran Tarkenton, a few pounds less in weight. But he seems to be bouncing around in that huddle, running over to the sidelines, checking on things constantly, showing a lot of confidence in this, his first year in the National Football League.
The Giants, incidentally, have only one more timeout. At the moment, though, there doesn't seem to be a real problem because they're all the way to the Vikings 25 with 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play. They still have one more timeout with which to stop the clock. The score is 17-7. The elevated railroad goes by, as it does from time to time here at Yankee Stadium. The lights are turned on, the sunshine is out, and the skies have gotten progressively clearer, but with the stadium completely in the shadows now is the high part of the stands. To our right, the parts that are most filled for baseball games pretty well block out that sun in the west. Set to go are the Giants from the Vikings 25. Back to pass is Wood. He's looking. Marshall trying to catch up with him, and he gets out of their fingertips, comes forward to the 20-yard line, and still going almost to the 10 before he is goal down. The first man to hit him as he went down at the 11-yard line. Wood again turns a bad situation into a good one by going 14 yards when he could not find a receiver. 2 minutes to play, and the officials stop the clock momentarily because of the crowd. And now we have the 2-minute warning also, as both benches are notified of that fact. On the 11-yard line, it's first and 10 for the Giants, who trail 17-7. But if they can get themselves a touchdown to go to the dressing room just 7 points down, it could make a big difference. Wood coming back on, as he had been at the sidelines, and the rest of the team was motioning him to get back out because the official had said to do that. Wood's uniform, the back of it is like Tarkenton's. It's pretty well muddied up by now. Set to go the Giants from the 11-yard line with 2 minutes to go in the half. Wood is back to pass. He's set, looking for Morrison. He throws toward him, and it is incomplete. Bill Swain was over to cover, and Morrison dove for it. So did Swain. It went beyond both of them as they both went toward that far left corner of the end zone. It'll bring up second down. 10 to go on the 11-yard line. 1:55 to play in the first half.
That's a tough play for the linebacker to cover. Morrison's a halfback and, a utility man. He plays almost any position on the ball club. And it's the same play that Fran Tarkenton tried to hit Tom Hall on early in the first quarter, that down and out on the goal line.
Second down. 10 to go on the 11-yard line. Wood is back to pass again. Looking to the other side, he's got Gifford, but he overshoots him. Rose came up quickly, but I don't think he would have gotten there in time. But the pass was high, and Gifford going up, I don't believe even got his fingertips on it. Both quarterbacks have overshot pass in the end zone when they appeared to have a man clear. It is now third down, 10 to go on the 11-yard line, 1:51 to play.
That's the first time, Ray, that we've really seen that Gary Wood cut loose. He's thrown with fairly decent authority, but that ball had a lot on it.
Third down on the 11-yard line, 10 to go for a first down. Back to pass is Wood, has time, cuts it loose, aiming a Gifford touchdown. Plenty of time, found Frank Gifford in the right corner for an easy touchdown. And the Giants have narrowed the margin to 17-13, and will try to bring it within field goal range now as Chandler is in to attempt the extra point with 1:44 to play in the first half. So that's almost 2 minutes, in case you're thinking ahead to how much time the Vikings will have. They certainly are. The ball is placed. There's the kick. It's good. And it becomes 17-14. 1:44 to play as the Vikings will get that kickoff and try to move the ball up the field in a hurry. That time the Giants had the longest sustained drive of the day as they went 85 yards. 13 plays. They started from their own 15 and on the first play had a penalty, so in a sense they started from their own 6-yard line. Officially it's the 15. But they went all the way as Wood picked his men out beautifully on the passes. That definitely led the way. 6 first downs in that drive. Giants now have 8 first downs to the Vikings 10. Don Chandler will kick off. The deep men for the Vikings will be George Rose to the left, Billy Butler to the right, if you were standing between them, they're back near the goal line. Vikings with flying with Billy Butler. Get that, and George Rosa, get that ball up into good field goal position if possible. They do have enough time with 1 minute and 44 seconds left to go to score either a touchdown or a field goal. Chandler Reddy put the ball to the right side of the field, then gets his kick very high. Rose takes it on the 6, to the 10, the 15, the 20, sliding toward the middle, comes out to the 30-yard line, and bangs his way to the 35-yard line. Boy, there again was your example of that kickoff return going full speed. George Rose was not afraid of the consequences. He said, you always had the feeling, I know I fumbled a couple of times on kickoff returns, but I'm going to go all the way. Well, he got stopped at the 34, but he had beautiful intention. First and 10 Vikings from the 34. They still have three timeouts remaining. 1.5 minutes to play. Here come the Vikings. Packington set to go with a strong left formation. He has men split both ways. He's back to pass. Tinglehoff gives him some protection. Fires it up the middle. Bill Brown at the 40. Still running. Going toward that sideline. The 45 and out of bounds. Not quite at the 50-yard line. That stopped the clock with 1:15 to play. Bill Brown took that little pass up the middle. Then cut for the sidelines. Got away from one tackle and went out. Just about at the 50-yard line. It'll be a first down on the 50. Ball going right up with its nose against that marker. 1:15 to play. The clock is stopped on the out-of-bounds play, and the Vikings still have three timeouts left. They've already moved it 16 yards. Let's see what they can do now. Strong right formation. Tarkenton under center. He's back in the pocket to pass. He's looking. Sets. Can't find a receiver, moves to his left, now scrambles, throws to the right side. He has Mason coming back to help him, gets at the 50, goes to the 45, the 40-yard line, down the right sidelines, the 35, the 30, and there is a flag on the play. There might have been a clipping penalty on the Vikings as Bill Brown, coming back to block, may have thrown one that was not legal. Mason was down at the 31, and that's just about where the infraction took place, too. So the Vikings lose most of that gain on the clipping penalty. Moves the ball back to the 46-yard line of the Giants. From the 46-yard line of the New York Giants, it is still first down, and it's 6 to go. So there you have an unusual case of a 15-yard penalty, and you wind up with first and 6. The pass and completion do not go into the statistics, incidentally, only the penalty. Vikings set to go on the 46 of the Giants. 1 minute to go. Back to pass is Tarkenton. He's trying to hit his man at the sideline, Bill Brown, and Bill fell down. Down at the 22-yard line. I don't know if Bill felt he was pushed or not. He's not indicating anything. He was well crowded by Jerry Hillebrand. He had gotten just barely past him. The ball comes back out to the 46. The clock is stopped with 55 seconds to go. It is second down on the 46 and 6 to go for a first down.
And Jerry Racco comes into the ball game now, replacing Tom Hall.
Jerry, of course, is an excellent short pass man. Those hooks and sideline passes. And whether that's what he's doing. Well, of course, he goes out and then up the middle pretty well, too. But on those short gainers, and the Vikings can use those because they still haven't had to call a timeout. He is a pretty tough man. Flatley split wide to the left. To the right is Rykow. Tarkenton on second down on the 46 with 53 seconds to go. Almost offside, but coming back was Flatley. Back to pass now is Tarkenton. He's rolling out to the right, throws his pass on the runny. It's Rykow at the 40-yard line, and he is rushed over to the sideline. We'll see how much progress they give him. The Vikings stop the clock with a timeout with 43 seconds to go. Now, we'll see whether it's a first down or not. It will be close to that, depending on where the ball is spotted. Rykow had gotten just about to the 40 and then was driven backwards, although he was not trying to run at the time, so they likely will give him full progress. The ball is put right up against the 40, and it is a first down for the Vikings. They have two timeouts remaining, 43 seconds left in this half. Thus far, Tarkenton has completed 8 out of 17, according to our unofficial statistics. One of them for a touchdown, his 20th touchdown pass of the year. His own record is 22 with the Vikings. Score 17 to 14 for the Vikings. 43 seconds left. They're first and 10 on the New York 40.
Taking a look at the rest of the scoreboard in the fourth period. Philadelphia 4 to 17, Dallas 14, 7-7 in the third period, Pittsburgh and Washington. 21-6 in the third period, St. Louis over Cleveland. 21-6, that is. 17-7 in the third period, Detroit over Baltimore. Baltimore's had only one loss so far this year. That, of course, to the Vikings on opening day, and they've clinched the Western Division title. The Vikings, meanwhile, are trying to battle the Giants here today to stay in the race for second place. Green Bay beat Chicago yesterday 17-3, so a Viking win or a tie would still put them in good position to stay in the race for second place, and Miami and the runner-up Bull.
Now the Vikings trying to score before time runs out have a strong right from the 40-yard line. Six-man line against them. Back to pass. It's crowded as the pass is cut loose, and he did not hit Hall at the 22. Parkinson had to let that one go in a hurry as the rush was right in on him. He threw the ball well to the spot he wanted, I'm sure, but Tom Hall just plain did not have time to get there. The rush was what spoiled that pass. It's second down. 10 to go from the 40. 39 seconds to play in the first half. And you can get a lot of plays in less than 2 minutes.
Reiko came in replacing Betzel as Norm Van Bronckhorst is shuttling ends right now to get various pass patterns into the game.
All split to the right, to the left, flatly. Strong right formation. Back to pass. Parkinson with a rush on from Robustelli. Steps back, cuts it loose. He's trying to hit Hall, who dives and can't get it at the 23. It is incomplete. The Giants really putting on the rush, and Andy Robustelli sure doesn't show his years as far as getting in on that passer. He, more than anyone else, has given Parkinson trouble. The rush in general has been good by the Giants, but Robustelli has been closer to the passer on more occasions than anybody else. Now Betzel comes back in, and Reichow goes out. The clock shows 33 seconds left. It is third down. The down and the time remaining become increasingly important as the Vikings lead 17-14 near the end of the first half.
Robustelli, a 14-year veteran from Arnold College, and he acts also as a defensive end coach.
Strong left formation on third down from the Giants' 40-yard line. Parkinson is back to pass again. He's set, and the rush is on, and he cuts his pass loose, and it bounces just short of Tommy Mason. It was strictly a safety valve pass, and I don't think the officials will call grounding on it because Mason did have a chance almost to catch it. It is incomplete. And the field goal unit coming in, and Fred Cox will have to kick one from very close to the 50-yard line. He was short on one from the 48 before, and that's where this one will be kicked from. From the 48-yard line with 27 seconds to go. It's still pretty much a crosswind. The snap, the place closer to the 47. There's the kick. This one is long enough. It is good. Boy, oh boy. Just inside the left upright. Fred Cox from the 47-yard line, and boy, did he put the length of that one. That was up near the top of the upright when it went through. There was no doubt about it. That would have been good for another 10 yards.
Well, we've been talking about Fred Cox from Pittsburgh so often and his great consistency this year, not only kicking off, but, of course, with those all-important field goals and extra points. Fred walks around now with a great deal of confidence. He just knows that he's got the leg, he's got the power, and he knows he's got the job. He won it fair and square, and with Walden to do the punting and a 40-man roster now allowed in the National Football League, he knows he's going to be around, that he's an important part of the ball club. Now he's putting the ball down perfectly flat on the Viking 40-yard line, obviously to prevent a return of a kickoff for 100 yards by Child.
Fred coming forward, the ball lying flat. And there's the kick spinning very, very high. I wonder if it'll ever come down. Childs catches it at the 18-yard line, has a little blocking to get started, but he gets away from two men, from the third man, from the fourth man. Short throws. Cannot get in. The sixth Viking finally wrestles him down at the 31-yard line. Absolutely. Five men had good shots at him, but he was wriggling and spinning, and it was finally Billy Butler who made the tackle with quick help from Bob Denton. The sixth and seventh Vikings to hit him dropped him. 12 seconds to play. The Giants start from their own 31-yard line. It was only 13 yards, but what a busy 13 yards that was.
That's that confidence when you feel you're having a good day. You know you're having a good day. You defy them to stop you.
They brought R.C. Owens into the lineup for the first time, but all he could do was listen to the gun go off. Time ran out. That's the end of the first half with the score. The Minnesota Vikings, 20. The New York Giants, 14.